Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we get new music picks from Stephen Routledge.
I love these calls, Jim. They're very comforting, just like knowing the sun will always rise tomorrow.
Well, I love his music picks too, but I'm not sure about the whole sunrise thing.
You know, Jim, how the world won't end because the sun didn't come up when it's already tomorrow in Scotland and the sun's already risen, which is 18 hours ahead of East Coast time.
Sure, okay. I'm glad that thought brings you comfort. All right, so we got the dog today.
We do.
Dog's running around.
Yep.
Being dog self. How are you doing there, Shadow? Hi. Oh, you want to join us?
Hello. There's a lot of Shadow right there. Shadow. Hey.
Oh, okay. Now he's gone. Yeah, I think he heard something about a toy or a bone or something.
Dog.
Yeah. So this is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We're at my basement with the dog. You'll probably hear him from time to time.
Yeah.
He provides a lot of atmosphere, I would say.
That's right, Jim.
That's what I like to call it.
Yep.
And on today's episode, we are going to hear some correspondence from a regular contributor.
Yes.
Stephen Routledge.
Stephen Routledge. Got to say huge thank you to Stephen for consistently checking in, being such a great listener, supporter of our show, member of the community, and just love these updates. He's turned us on to so much cool music this year. So I think on behalf of all of us, Stephen, thank you so much for being a part.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much. Happy New Year to you, Stephen.
Yes.
And he's English, and he lives in Scotland,
mm-hmm.
is my understanding, if I have that correct.
I believe so.
And I am holding here what I'm drinking tonight, which is Yingling, traditional lager. Original amber beer. This is from America's oldest brewery.
America's oldest brewery.
Do you think that was before we broke away from the Queen Mother?
I don't know. I'm not sure what on the date. Doesn't give the date, huh?
No, it doesn't.
Mm. I don't know.
I don't know. I'll try to. Oh, wait. Here it is. Since. Oh, man. My eyesight is failing
me. Yeah, I'm not going to be able to help you on that score.
I think it's. I want to. I think it says 1829, so okay. That would be a
so
no.
So definitely during that. The Revolutionary War. Yeah, so, or before it.
Yeah. No, but yeah.
Okay.
But I could be wrong. Maybe it says 1629.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah. Could be one of them.
How did I get here?
Beers.
Let's go to the Stephen call. He likes to call and talk about new music.
I love it.
Let's do that.
Hi, Jim and Patrick, faithful interns and fellow Rocking the Suburbs listeners. Stephen Routledge here calling in from Scotland. With my new music picks for November. As I record this, the Browns are on a 3-game winning streak, although we perhaps took beating the Steelers a little too literally. I'm afraid the wins are possibly coming a little bit too late, and not looking forward to the outcome of the Ravens game before the end of the season, given how they're playing at the moment. So whilst it's possible the Browns might make the playoffs, I'm naturally sceptical that that's going to happen. Sorry to hear the joys of rugby and especially cricket are escaping you. Part of the appeal of the NFL for me is that, like cricket, it is a game of simplicity, i.e. move 10 yards in 4 attempts, as opposed to take 20 wickets whilst scoring more runs than your opponent. That's also infinitely complex. But as you say, you have baseball. We'll chalk that up to one that's lost in translation. I'm sure your friend at the Indian sports bar made you aware of the saying that cricket is an Indian game that was somehow accidentally invented by the English. Anyway, back to music. Really enjoyed Americana Week, right up my street. For me, I'll always associate Americana with discovering the Jayhawks for the first time, and they would be my go-to band in that genre. Over the years, or rather decades now, the amount of music that I've loved in that field is far too numerous to list. But I'd have to highlight Wilco's Being There and the Jayhawks Wilco Soul Asylum supergroup Golden Smog. Really loved the track Until You Came Along from 1998's Weird Tales. It's an absolutely stellar song. Anyone not familiar with it should give it a spin or a stream. Anyway, back to or on to matters in hand with the new music for November. First up this month is Wanted, Never Asked by a band called Vetiver. It's got a bit of that Ryan Adams gold era feel to it, going back to the Americana sound a bit there as well. But it's the electric guitar riff that first caught my attention this way. It twists round and quite memorable. Next up is Who Wants Scylla by a band called The Hangabouts. It's Kinks style power pop, and the vocalist has a voice which is very reminiscent, or certainly to my ears, of Elvis Costello. It's extremely upbeat, like an indie Hotford teacher. There's nothing new here, but it's very well done and very enjoyable. Bit of a gear change for the next one, which is On Bended Knee by The Heavy Horses. This is another song that easily fits into the Americana slot, but it's much more of a Western, as in a John Ford, you know, cowboy Western rather than country and Western style song. It has that old folk song and kind of widescreen feel to both the lyrics and the music. And like quite a few other songs I've brought up this year, or certainly as I hear it, it has that sort of timeless feel, which makes you think this song may have just been discovered, you know, hiding in a woodshed somewhere. Taking up the volume and the pace a notch is the return of a band who've produced huge amounts of excellent music over the years, including one of the few double albums that justifies its running length in a southern rock opera, that being the Drive-By Truckers. The lead single of their forthcoming album, The Unraveling, is called Armageddon's Back in Town. A rocker from Drive-By Truckers. I mean, really, I could just stop the recommendation at that point, because certainly for me that's all you need to say. It's a new rocking track from Drive-By Truckers, and therefore it will be enjoyable, which it is. Looking forward to the new album very much. Enjoyed American Band, the previous album, greatly as well. Always loved particularly Patterson Hood, but also Mike Cooley's vocals. They're so interesting, expressive and evocative just in the sound that they make, and to this Englishman's ears at least it's exotic. Whether it's the same for folks over in America, brought up in the States, they might not think so, but hey, it's all a very different sound to my ears. My final choice this month is a seasonal one, with a perennial favourite of mine and around these parts as well, due to his consistently high quality of his output. And that is a song called Letters in the Mailbox, from the Holiday Sounds of Josh Rouse. Yes, he's done a Christmas album, but whilst the physical version does include an extra bonus disc, which has three standards on it, as well as some demos, the album itself is all Josh Rouse originals. What does it sound like? Well, to paraphrase Spinal Tap, smooth, none more smooth. It's perfect for an old-fashioned seasonal playlist, perhaps whilst drinking a Whiskey Mac. Given that this will be my last submission before Christmas, I'd like to take the opportunity to wish you and all the listeners a happy Christmas and a rocking new year. A special thanks to you, Jim and Patrick, for the podcast and the fantastic community that's grown up around it as a result. It's been nice to be a very tiny part of that. And I've had some excellent interactions this year online with folks talking, discussing different music or albums that someone else has mentioned or I've mentioned. And it's just, yeah, so positive, even if we're not always on the same page and fully in agreement. And it's a real pleasure to be part of it. As Neil Young would say, long may you run. And continue to keep rocking the suburbs every day.
All right. Thank you, Stephen.
Oh, thank you, Stephen, so much. And same to you on those holiday greetings, and hope you have a lovely time. It's always nice to hear his voice and kind of brings you back to what's cool about our community. It's great to hear.
Well, unfortunately, we didn't get to this particular dispatch until after Christmas.
A little bit.
Right?
Yep.
So let's just start with the Christmas song that he mentioned, mm-hmm. so you can live the the past week. You can relive that again. That's right. Right?
Yeah. The music's still in you before the new year turns. Yeah.
I didn't know about the holiday sounds of Josh Rouse.
I had no idea.
I'm just now becoming familiar with
Me
this.
Me too. I'm excited.
Let's hear Letters in the Mailbox.
Letters in the mailbox. It's close to Christmas time. Lots of office parties and blinking colored lights. Snapping on some old cologne. Think I'll buy a ticket home. Letters in the mailbox, I hear the neighbors scream. Slip on my galoshes and saunter down the street. Stop into a warm cafe. Can't think of any words to say. I write your name. Baby, I love you. Do you miss me so? Sign my name. I think I'll put a red. Months gone by, I've been looking forward to reading your reply. He's hoping everything's okay. How's the weather there in Spain? You sign your name.
All right, what do you think?
Man, that was lovely. I didn't want that to end. That was fantastically beautiful.
That's some tremendous brushwork on those drums.
Really nice. Yeah, yes. They were way up in the mix, which is very cool.
I like that. Yeah. I sort of picture Josh in this song as maybe he's, he's fronting sort of a band. This is the small drum kit, the upright bass,
yep.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But they're probably wearing tuxedos.
Yeah.
It's like a holiday bow tie untied at this point in the night, right?
Yeah. You know, holding the microphone in one hand, a la Sinatra. Beautiful.
Love it.
Really, really nice. I can't wait to listen to that whole record.
Someone's pouring some eggnog over the bar, right?
That's right. Yeah,
very nice. So, okay, so happy belated Christmas to everyone.
Yes,
on that we didn't really do holiday songs this year, so this
not
is
so
our.
Much. So that's really one great. Yeah,
late. Present you get to open.
That's right. Thank you, Steve. And I hope everyone enjoys that.
All right. There's a whole album, The Holiday Sounds of Josh Rouse. We're going to check that out.
Yep.
Okay, let's go to the first song he mentioned was Vetiver.
Uh-huh. That's correct.
Okay. And I believe the song was called Wanted, Never Asked.
A songbird caught me by surprise, with the strength of its singing. A bright call took flight, pierced the air like a long bell ringing. What's past is past. Wanted, never asked. Don't expect to get a second chance, but choose my words as I mean. Take it all back. I was wrong. Now I know what you've been through. What's past is past. Won't it ever
That is delightful.
Yeah, it's really, really nice. I've heard this band's name, Jim, but I'm not really you know, familiar with their music that much. So.
Okay, so I'm not alone on this. Somehow yeah. I missed this band, but they've got about, they go all the way back to 2004?
Yeah, exactly right, with their yeah. debut album. They put out a couple on Sub Pop / Bella Union, and this new one, Up on High, came out on Mama Bird / Loose Music in November, so... Seems like they've been kind of doing their thing. Their last one was 2015. So really, really nice, man.
It's great. I mean, I think this is a band we all need to get to know, right?
Yeah, exactly. Band has toured with artists like Fleet Foxes, The Shins, Fruit Bats, and Wilco. Totally makes sense.
Yeah, totally makes sense.
Really nice.
They're from the Bay Area.
Okay, cool.
So there you go. All right. Let's move on to, what was the next one here? The next one was The Hangouts?
The Hangabouts, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, The Hangabouts, I'm sorry. Uh-huh. Who Wants Scylla? All right, do you know The Hangabouts?
No, I do not at all.
Do you know where they're from?
I don't.
You have a special connection to The Hangabouts.
I do? What is it?
Ann Arbor, Michigan.
No, that's my hometown. That's where I was born. Fantastic. I was born there in 1954.
There you go.
So, yeah, that's very cool. They're from Ann Arbor. Wow.
Ann Arbor.
My old stomping ground.
That is The Hangabouts, a power pop band out of Michigan.
Wow, that's fantastic.
And
I liked it.
I was not familiar with their work either until right now, and I'm so happy that Steven is turning us on to these bands, because I really am liking this a lot.
And I love that Steven listens to this stuff, and then, you know, next month he might be like, well, here are four heavier tracks.
Yes.
He'll be like so...
Be like
so
rage metal or something.
Exactly. Yeah.
I know. You can tell sort of what mood he's in.
Yeah,
totally. From month to month.
Totally.
And he's feeling good right now.
Yeah, he's feeling good. He's happy. Yeah, it's getting toward Christmas time.
That's right. Okay, so that was The Hangabouts, and then we have The Heavy Horses. The song is called Bended Knee.
I heard the cavalry ride that day. My parents hid me, and there I'd stay. And then those troops came one by one. Men with honor, men with virtue, men with none. When they held her, I heard him cry. And when they butchered him, I watched her die. I shed no tears, but vowed that day. Men would crumble, men would suffer. Men would pay. Before war came, I was free. Then a darkness.
has consumed me. The face of war is all I see, and I find no hope on bended knee.
That's really good too.
Yeah, it's really cool. I know, Stephen, you know, sort of liken that to Ryan Adams' gold period, you know, in his conversation. But I can hear that, although it sounds a little more mellow, a little darker to me than Ryan Adams. But I liked it a lot. Definitely something you want to investigate. Very tantalizing, I guess, is how I would describe it. I like the slide guitar. I like anything that's kind of like that, you know, anything that sort of evokes the movement of a river, or, you know, kind of a slow, subtle, undulating shift. I like those kind of songs a lot. So that was very cool.
The debut album by the Heavy Horses, by the way, looks like a few years ago, was called Murder Ballads and Other Love Songs.
Ah, so there you go.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Yeah, right up that alley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really cool.
Dark as a Dungeon. Yeah, beautiful, man.
Love it. Okay. Thank you for all those picks.
Yeah, Thank you so much, Stephen.
I think we'll save the Drive-By Truckers for the playout song. He said there you don't really have to say anything more than it's a rockin' tune. So
not really.
We'll just play out with them.
Yeah, it's cool. They have a new album coming out and returning right on cue with Shadow. So just like the Drive-By Truckers, he's back. There he is. Yeah, it's good to see you, buddy. How are you doing?
All right. So if anyone else would like to turn us on to some new music,
yeah,
we certainly appreciate it. There's a lot of music out there, and we like it when people can point us in the right direction.
Yeah,
so
totally.
All you got to do, stop biting me. You too, Shadow. All you got to do is call 612-440-1984. That's an American exchange.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. Or you can email rock@suburbspod.com, or you can go to the social medias of the Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagram, those things, TikTok.
Yeah, we're on that.
We're not, but we might be. I don't know. Or maybe Sam's doing something under our name and we don't know. Okay.
I'm not sure.
Anyway,
one of those two.
If you find us, we're at Suburbs Pod. And what else? Anything else? Do we want to open this package before we go, or do we save that?
Why not? You want to crack it open real
quick? Let's do it real
quick. We got a couple minutes. Yeah.
So we got a package here from Dawn Wagner in Houston, Texas.
Hopefully mailing that on behalf of her husband, although Dawn's a lovely person, and we met her, and she's really nice as well.
So if you want
Wagner client.
If you want to mail stuff to us, you can mail Rock in the Suburbs, 800 West Broad Street.
Yes, you can.
Box 6577 in Falls Church, VA.
That's right.
22040.
And they got a new thing.
USA,
that's right. And they got a new thing they do now, Jim. If a package is too big for our P.O. box, they'll put a key in there.
Ah.
And you go to a bigger box and you put the key in. The key's only good for a one-time use. And stays in there.
I think you were in an escape room.
Oh, that's right. I had to figure out Pablo Picasso's top three paintings. Oh, this is bountiful.
We got three CDs, one for the dog, too.
Oh, sweet. One for you, Shadow.
Let's see what we got here. I got a note. This, okay, here's the note. It says, here's the boy.
Mm.
We got the boy and the dog.
Nice.
Okay.
Good work, Patrick.
There's two notes. I don't know.
Okay.
I guess I'll start with the bigger one here. Hey, guys. Wait, what is this? Okay. Hey, guys. Finished. I only made three, so don't tell anyone, but here are three copies of the quadraphonic mix of his
Total Strangers
CD.
Lost in a Crowd.
Yep.
That's awesome, man.
One copy for Jim and Patrick and Sam.
Oh, fantastic.
Intern Sam, of course.
Love it when people think of the interns.
Thanks again for the wonderful day at the Tiki House. Yeah, Mike Wagner was with us at Greg Wilson's Tiki Bar.
Yeah, so great for our big outdoor show.
He says it meant a lot that you arranged it around my trip. and I really appreciate it. You guys are the best, and thanks so much for everything you do. Take care, Mike. P.S. Not a quadraphonic mix. And then there's a little post-it that says, I put this in an envelope after I got back from D.C., and it has sat on my desk for so long. Sorry. For now, Merry Christmas, Mike. So there we go.
Thank you so much, Mike.
So now we have the physical copies of his band, Total Strangers.
Yeah, absolutely. So. And if you guys haven't heard him, check him out. I mean, it was great to get to know Mike on the old show, and he's been such a loyal listener and friend of ours. And we got to take him to Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in downtown Herndon, so that was nice, too.
Absolutely.
Yep. Thank you, buddy. Have a great holiday. Great holidays. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. All that. We'll be in touch. Okay, let's play out here with Drive-By Truckers.
Great.
Armageddon's Back in Town.
Sweet.
Sounds like they mean business with this one.
Yeah.
It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys later. Biting me. You too, Shadow.